Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balby, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Today I'm joined by the lead author of June's photo quiz, Donna Gensheimer, who is a board-certified family nurse practitioner at South Coast Dermatology and Cosmetic Center in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Thank you for joining me today. Can you walk us through your case?
Yes, I can. Thanks. It's great to be here and thanks for having me. This is a very interesting and rewarding case for me, because my patient is an 82-year-old white male, a widower, who lives in a beautiful assisted living and came in with scalp lesions that are so unsightly that he doesn't want to go out of his room anymore and has to wear a hat if he does. So it was challenging, and he had had these skin lesions for several years that never seemed to respond to any of our treatments. So they were described these thick yellow-brown crusts with inflamed, eroded plaques and pools of purulent discharge. And all of this was on top of his scalp overlying a skin graft from years ago. His skin history includes squamous cell carcinoma of the scalp in 2005 and had undergone skin grafting. The remainder of his skin history includes actinic keratoses and basal cell carcinoma. The treatments we tried were debridement, topical and oral antibiotics, and cryotherapy, and they had all been ineffective over the years. Repeated bacterial cultures had been done also, and the results of which had been positive for heavy growth of Staph aureus, and the patient had been treated with topical and oral antibiotics, which had led to only temporary improvement. A recent biopsy of the lesions demonstrated granulation tissue with chronic inflammation and scarring, and no evidence of basal cell or squamous cell carcinoma. The bacterial culture also showed moderate growth of Staph aureus. Based on the results of this recent biopsy and the bacterial culture, I made the diagnosis of erosive pustular dermatosis. Erosive pustular dermatosis is a relatively rare and underdiagnosed condition. It's a non-infectious inflammatory disorder that develops on the scalp and or lower extremities and is mainly reported in the elderly population. It's a chronic dermatosis of unknown etiology. Some of the causes can be chronic sun exposure, trauma, both mechanical and chemical, and skin grafting. The lack of specific histological features can make the diagnosis of EPD difficult. Histological features come up as nonspecific changes of chronic inflammation and fibrosis of the dermis with adnexal destruction leading to scarring alopecia. Treatment can be difficult and recurrence is common and requires ongoing management and monitoring. Given that patients with it are at increased risk of developing non-melanoma skin cancer, no treatment algorithm exists for EPD, but high-potency topical corticosteroids have been used safely and with good results. Other reportedly successful treatment options include tacrolimus ointment, calcitriol cream, and dapsone. Acitretin and anti-inflammatory antibiotics such as minocycline have been used, but with limited success. So with my patient, I decided that my initial treatment would be applying diluted vinegar compresses daily to help remove the crusts. Then I started him on a high-potency topical corticosteroid ointment twice a day for 2 weeks to address the inflammation. And then an oral antibiotic for 7 days to treat the Staph aureus. And followed up in 3 weeks, and the scalp had cleared. He was instructed then to just continue the corticosteroid once a day on weekends only for 4 more weeks and to discontinue vinegar compresses, and I would saw him back in 5 weeks where the scalp lesions were now recurrent with purulent discharge and odor. I did a bacterial culture and that was negative. So I felt that he did not have an infection, so I restarted the vinegar compresses and I cleansed the area with a mild unscented soap, and to continue the topical corticosteroid once a day on weekends only, and to come back in 3 weeks. 3 weeks later, his scalp had cleared with no open areas or crusting. So he was instructed to discontinue vinegar, but continue to wash with the mild soap and corticosteroid only on weekends for 4 additional weeks. At his last follow-up appointment 4 weeks later, his scalp remains clear. The topical corticosteroid was discontinued, and we now follow him every 3 months because of the chronicity of the case. The only side effect that I'm concerned with high-potency topical corticosteroids is the skin atrophy, so the patient is aware of that, and limited amount of ointment is given out when I prescribe. I think the outcome of the case was great because this man has been suffering with this over the past several years, and just by this routine of vinegar and the corticosteroid and the mild cleansing, it worked very well. He does come back on regular intervals because it is chronic, and sometimes you have to make sure these patients are compliant with their treatment and also to screen for the non-melanoma skin cancers. I guess my takeaway for primary care providers would be any recurrent or chronic scalp lesions need to be biopsied and also have bacterial cultures to determine the cause or refer to a specialist if needed be. Also, to keep the erosive pustular dermatosis in your differential. Thank you. This is a great case.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing and joining us today on this podcast. We look forward to
thank
your
you.
Future work with consultants also.
Thank you.